From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin now with your letters. My interview with former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer proved at least one thing. Plenty of people are still angry with him, and judging by our inbox, many people are also angry at us for having him on the air. Spitzer, you'll recall, resigned in disgrace after he was found to use a call girl service. Carl Pippoli of San Antonio wrote this: "Have you all lost your minds? What in the world would prompt you to have Eliot Spitzer on your show? He is the worst species of charlatan known to mankind. He engaged in the conduct that he prosecuted. Where do you find a stitch of credibility in his being to grace your show?" And Brooks Anderson of Amherst, New York, concurred: "I was appalled at the notion that you gave credibility to perhaps the biggest hypocrite in modern politics. How dare you? Mr. Spitzer has no right to a public forum now or at any time in the near future." Well, some of you did send us compliments on other matters. Bob Millam of Gales Ferry, Connecticut, liked Laura Lorson's commentary about spring cleaning. He called it exactly what we treasure about NPR. Among the serious and often depressing news stories, he said, Lorson's commentary brought a smile. Thursday's commentary by Julie Zickafoos on morel mushroom hunting made some mouths water. Sue Massick of Willisburg, Kentucky, wrote this: "I loved the story about morels. I've been picking them since I was two. Here in Kentucky, we call them hickory chickens, dryland fish, molly moochers, and the Cherokee call them maypops. But a morel by any other name tastes incredibly the same." However, Andrew Stolbach of Baltimore did provide a warning for would-be mushroom foragers. "As a physician specializing in toxicology," he writes, "I have taken care of many patients who've become very sick or died from misidentifying poisonous mushrooms." He says, "Most wild mushrooms are inedible and poisonous, and they can appear similar to their edible counterparts." There is an expression, Stolbach adds, "There are old mushroom foragers and bold mushroom foragers, but there are no old, bold mushroom foragers." Well, whether you are bold, old, or neither, and you have something to say, we'd like to hear from you. Just write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.